The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
This is the Bob France Authority on AM 1420. The Answer.
Yes, indeed it is, and a good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on a Monday, the 19th morning of the 7th month of the year of our Lord 2021. Coming up on the program in about 40 minutes from right now, we will talk with Congressman Jim Jordan about a host of issues plaguing this country right now under the Biden administration, not the least of which our most sacred and fundamental right to free speech and expression. We are under attack. By admission, not by allegation, not by partisan, not by ideology, but by admission of the Biden administration, our most treasured rights, our right to speak freely and to express ourselves, is under severe attack right now. We're going to get into that with Jim Jordan coming up at 9:48. And before we start with the news of the day, which does involve our free speech, what do you say we get started with our freedom to say our pledge of allegiance? Patriots, please stand. Face your flag. Put your hand on your heart. If you don't have a flag, at least put your hand on your heart and join us. Liberals, leftists, Democrats, go ahead and take your knee. Turn your back on the stars and stripes. Turn your back on the anthem. Turn your back on the pledge and mumble under your breath about how terrible this horrible non-communist country is as the rest of us pay tribute. Well, I promise you we're going to play tribute. We're going to have that pledge for you, I would imagine, sooner rather than later. And for some reason, we seem to have an audio glitch. We're going to try this one more time. Our
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You know, sometimes I wonder if the leftists just don't get inside somehow and hack in and grind our gears up like that just so that we can't say our pledge and pay our tribute to this glorious country. Let's start talking about our freedoms. Let's start talking about our liberties and how seriously in jeopardy they are. Now, I'm going to do this in a piece-by-piece or on a piece-by-piece basis here. First, we're going to start with President Joe Biden. Joe Biden, back on Friday, was on his way to, so you're going to hear the buzz of the chopper, it's annoying, but you do need to hear it. It's only 17 seconds. Joe Biden was asked about Facebook and about social media and about what kind of a role they play in the low vaccination rate, because Biden and his team have missed the vaccination goals that they set for this country back before he was inaugurated, and certainly when he was inaugurated, which to me was unconstitutional, but that's aside. He said they would have a certain percentage, 70% of the American population would be vaccinated by the 4th of July and so on and so forth. They have missed that goal, and it is not picking up speed anytime soon. So he was asked by a reporter rushing to him, is it Facebook or is it social media's responsibility for spreading misinformation about the vaccine? Is that what's causing this? Listen to what Joe Biden's response was.
What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people. I mean, it really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Joe Biden said Facebook is literally killing people because people on Facebook are expressing perhaps different opinions and different information and different narratives about COVID-19, about face masks, about vaccines, and so on and so forth. They're killing people. He accused Facebook of killing people, not to be outdone. CNN did an interview with the Surgeon General, and CNN repeated Joe Biden's allegation about Facebook killing people, but they took it to another level. Listen to this.
I wonder if that person has ever flown in an airplane or a car or taken an Advil. But besides that, President Biden did accuse social media platforms of killing people. Do you think conservative media like Fox News are doing the same? Are they killing people too with rhetoric like you just heard?
And before we get to the Surgeon General's answer there, I just want to emphasize she's accusing me. I am part of the quote-unquote conservative media. I, along with a lot of other hosts on this network, on Salem Media, many others across the country, and then, of course, cable news outlets like Fox News, Newsmax, One America News, and so on and so forth. She just asked the Surgeon General of the United States if we are killing people. Because we are providing an opportunity for other people to be heard. People other than the government of the United States and their opinion. Here's the Surgeon General's response.
Well, then I think all of us, including the media, including individuals, health professionals, have a responsibility to share the truth about health as science dictates, as science informs us. And, you know, unless we do that, unless we are honest about the consequences of our communication with people, unless we are rigorous about ensuring that what we communicate is actually sourced from science and not from opinion on critical issues like the vaccine, then we are going to ultimately put people at risk.
So the Surgeon General says that the media and government officials have a responsibility to present information that is sourced in science. Otherwise, it will put people at risk. Now, part three of this little trilogy, and this is the part that is going to be, I think, disturbing to hear. I'm not trying to overstate this. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic or melodramatic. Jen Psaki is the voice of Joe Biden. You understand that? When somebody is the press secretary for the White House, he or she speaks for the president. You understand that? That's why the questions will be, hey, Madam Secretary, does the president believe X, Y, or Z? What does the president say about A, B, or C? They're literally speaking for the president. Now, I want you to listen to Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, speaking for Joe Biden when she is asked about the spread of misinformation and what should be done to Americans who are guilty of it.
And that is an example of the kind of information that we are flagging or raising.
And then has Facebook been as proactive as the White House would like in terms of its response to its flags?
Well, I think
if you didn't hear the question, the reporter said, has Facebook been as proactive as the White House would like? Now, just in case you missed this part of the story from late last week, Jen Psaki admitted that the federal government, meaning the White House, the executive branch, has been flagging posts, her words, for Facebook. That means they are combing through Facebook posts from American citizens. And the ones that they don't like, they're telling Facebook, block this one, remove that one, block this one, provide context on that one. Now, these were her words, that they were flagging posts for Facebook. That's what led to this reporter saying, has Facebook been as responsive as you want them to be about dealing with these posts? Now listen.
I noted yesterday, Phil, there are more steps that everyone can take. And I would just note again, this is a responsibility of officials speaking, of course, on behalf of the government. It's a responsibility of members of the media. It's the responsibility of citizens and civic leaders and people who are trusted voices in communities around the country.
Got to pause that. She said rooting out the misinformation on social media is the result of citizens and other trusted voices around the country. Who gets to decide who's trusted? She said members of government, members of the media, and even citizens and other trusted voices around the country. Who gets to decide whose voices are trusted? Jen Psaki? Joe Biden? Nancy Pelosi? The Surgeon General? CNN? Who gets to decide which voices are the trusted voices? You got to ponder that part of this as you continue.
Leaders and people who are trusted voices in communities around the country. That has a broad definition. Social media platforms is one of them. And as we know, it is also there are also areas where a lot of people get news and information. Sometimes those are accurate news items reported by some of your outlets or accurate information shared by a neighbor. Sometimes there is information that is not. It is hard to discriminate, as we know. This is not a new issue, but it is an issue that is impacting people's lives. So a couple of the steps that we have, that could be constructive for the public health of the country are providing for Facebook or other platforms to measure and publicly share the impact of misinformation on their platform and the audience it's reaching. Also with the public, with all of you, to create robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are for providing misinformation out.
Going to stop it right there. That's the money line, my friends. Robust enforcement of the state's point of view. Robust enforcement of the state's narrative and the crushing of the dissenting point of view or the dissenting narrative. The silencing, the suppression of the dissenting point of view. Another word for crushing and suppressing is the censoring of another point of view. Censorship. Not just on one platform, Madam Circleback said. Not just on censorship, not just on one platform, rather, but censorship from all social media platforms. In other words, the complete silencing of voices with which they disagree.
Impact of misinformation on their platform and the audience it's reaching. Also with the public, with all of you, to create robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are for providing misinformation out there. Taking faster action against harmful posts. As you all know, information travels quite quickly. If it's up there for days and days and days, when people see it, you know, it's hard to put that back in a box. And of course, promoting quality information algorithms. I don't know how they work, but they all do know how they work. So those are some of the steps that we think could be constructive.
So if you need a summary of what you just heard and why it should terrify you to your core, the White House believes that any citizen who spreads misinformation on one social media platform and gets him or herself banned from that platform should then be silenced from participating in any other platforms. Two obvious problems with this. Number one, who gets to decide what is misinformation? Again, I ask, Madam Circleback herself, Jen Psaki, Joe Biden, Surgeon General, MSNBC, Don Lemon? Who gets to decide? Dr. Fauci? Who gets to decide what is misinformation? They're saying that the information that is presented must be scientific based. That must be scientific driven or science driven. Any evidence about, or any information rather, about COVID-19, about masking, about distancing, about schools being open, about vaccinations, all must be science driven. And yet, what they are saying is that any scientific evidence that is offered that runs counter to their scientists, those scientific opinions will be censored, not from one, but from all platforms. And so will anybody who dares to share that information. So they get to decide what is information that is science-driven versus what is misinformation that is science-driven, or in their eyes would be pseudoscience-driven. So they get to decide what science is driven and then who gets to speak afterwards. Now, this is almost book burning, but worse. Authoritarian societies that want to limit the ability of their population to educate themselves on just about anything, but most importantly, and specifically, probably their rights, would engage in book burning in order to dumb down the population, not allow them to read other people's ideas, generate other information other than what is presented by the state. What they are engaging in here is worse than book burning, because it is banning the ideas that would become books later, silencing the mind of the author before it can move from mind to spoken word to written word. You understand? She literally is saying that we must silence across all platforms any dissenting voices. That's more than just book burning. That is banning of thought. It is banning expression. It is banning speech. And this is admitted by the administration. So that means if Mark Zuckerberg on Facebook doesn't like what you say about hydroxychloroquine, you can't say it not only on Facebook, but you can't say it on Twitter or on Google or on any of the other various social media outlets that are out there. You must be banned from all. If one of Jack Dorsey on Twitter's little moderators doesn't like what you have to say about the VAERS program, the VAERS reporting system in the CDC, in which people are reporting thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths or serious illnesses caused by vaccines. If one of Jack Dorsey's moderators doesn't like that you posted that, they'll delete it, they'll ban you, and then you are banned from Facebook, etc., etc., etc. You are silenced across the board. If you present information that may be science-based, but is different than the science that they believe in. Do you understand how close we are to becoming the Chinese Communist Party of the West? Do you understand how close we are to becoming a nation that we fought to get away from? We didn't have free speech. We didn't have free freedom of religion. We didn't have freedom, period. Under the tyrannical British crown in 1776, we cast off that crown so that we could speak freely, write freely, worship freely. We did that because we would not be ruled. Right now, we have an administration in office that wants to rule in the same way that tyrannical monarchy did us once before. We got to talk about this. 216-901-0945. We'll be right back. This is, in all seriousness, not an overreaction. This is not an overreaction. This is not overly dramatic. This is not melodramatic. Your First Amendment rights are being targeted by the federal government. They've never admitted it like this before. The federal government decides what information is accurate and what information is inaccurate, or misinformation, as they like to call it. If you present what they believe to be misinformation, then you're banned. You're silenced. You cannot speak on social media, knowing full well, also earlier in her statement, she said that millions of people get their news from social media. That means millions of people are going to have only the White House or state. I mean, they might as well be, TASS, the state newspaper of the old Soviet Union. They might as well just be, one state government agency providing news, state news agency. If anybody tries to differ or present an ulterior version of things, they simply crush it. They silence it. This is Pravda. And I know the left like to say that about Donald Trump because they would call Fox News, the state-run news, or Trump state news, et cetera. And that, of course, is simply because they wouldn't provide any accurate or fair news of coming from the Trump administration themselves. Fox News provided about the only place for a while there, and then, of course, it became Newsmax and OAN as well, but that would provide it. But literally, this is Soviet-like or Chinese Communist Party-like. When they say that millions of people get their information for their news from social media, and so therefore we're going to censor social media and only put on social media or allow to be put on social media information with which we agree, that is censorship of the First Order. That is a direct attack and assault on the First Amendment to the Constitution. So I don't think this is dramatic, and I don't think this is something that you can just look the other way on. The White House press secretary admitted that the federal government in the Biden administration, around the Biden administration, is literally flagging posts to have Facebook removed. And then they are saying, by the way, once you're removed from Facebook, you must be removed from all other social media as well. This is more than authoritarian. This is totalitarian. This is communistic. This is a direct assault on our Constitution. So I want your thoughts on it at 216-901-0945. You better believe I'm going to get answers from Jim Jordan about this coming up at 948. But I definitely want to hear from you. By the way, Jim Jordan is our only guest today, so we have got plenty of opportunities for your phone calls, first and second hour, 216-901-0945 and 888-281-1110, right here on The Authority.
Democrats, please be aware you have now entered the place where political correctness goes to die. This is the Bob France Authority on AM 1420. The Answer.
I have felt threatened before in terms of my liberty, my security, my safety, my constitutionally protected rights. I have felt threatened in these areas before. I don't know that I've ever felt as threatened by them as I do now. Because I've never heard them be as brazen and bold about admitting it. We will control the flow of information. Not a free press. Not a free public. Not free speech, not free expression. We will control information. When the executive branch declares that they realize and recognize and agree that millions of people get their quote-unquote news from the social media platforms, that makes the social media platforms what? I'll wait while you think about it. That makes social media platforms the press. If people get their news from TV, news stations, and news networks, they're the press. If they get their news from newspapers and reporters, that's the press. If they get their news from social media, that's the press. So what the Biden executive branch has said is we are removing freedom of the press from the First Amendment, along with the freedom of speech, as we just discussed. I've never seen it like this. Joe Concha, writing for The Hill, I think did a pretty good job of this as well. Let me share some of this. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical experts who are popular with their audience with accurate information. So we're helping get trusted content out there. That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki brazenly saying that saying the quiet part out loud regarding the U.S. government colluding with a private company and deciding what constitutes misinformation and what doesn't. Talk about a slippery slope. This is akin to luge racing at the Olympics, except this luge has no brakes. Because if the White House can define what is misinformation and what isn't, and do so with Facebook, which clearly served at the pleasure of the Biden campaign in 2020, then what's to stop a White House from recommending censorship of certain stories? To buy Psaki's argument, one has to believe that A, Facebook isn't biased. It is. B, Facebook is acting in good faith. It's not. C, Facebook's faceless fact-checking unit has an exemplary track record. It does not. Because remember, until about 1 month ago, Facebook censored posts about COVID possibly originating in a lab in Wuhan, China. Many in the media and in the Democratic Party called that a reckless conspiracy theory rooted in racism. Now suddenly it's a real possibility, as even some Democrats are conceding. Philip Wegman of Real Clear Politics asked some fair, pointed questions of Psaki in terms of process and procedure around the White House and Facebook working together to battle what they call misinformation. Some of the questions asked were, how is misinformation being defined and identified? How is the administration flagging misinformation on Facebook? How often have they done it? How long has this been happening? What safeguards are there to protect free speech? In a related story, Facebook has also suppressed and censored any posts about the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop shortly before the 2020 election, which appeared to show that he peddled influence by using his family name. Not one person, including anyone in the Biden campaign, has refuted the contents of those emails as reported. While Hunter himself has conceded that there, quote, could be a laptop out there, end quote, that belongs to him. In another related story, the president's son is currently under federal investigation, which was only revealed after the November 2020 election. Back to Jen Psaki, who also shockingly argued this week that if a person is banned from one social media platform, he or she should be banned across all social media platforms. Again, this argument is being made by the spokesperson for the president of the United States and by using Psaki's own argument that those who spread misinformation on social media need be banned across all platforms, it looks like she's in line for such a ban. That's based on her own tweets regarding, for example, Russian bounties on U.S. troops that were debunked. Think about that. She herself has tweeted falsely true and honest misinformation as proven by the outcome of all of the investigations and an impeachment hearing. Should she be banned? Not only from Facebook, but from all social media platforms? Perhaps during the next press briefing, someone in the White House press corps could ask the press secretary about her future on social media given these transgressions. As for the president, he's outright alleging that Facebook is killing people. Yep. The president misses his goal of getting 70% of the country vaccinated by July 4th, so perhaps it's time to introduce a scapegoat in Facebook. Bottom line, writes Joe Concha, the government and arguably the most powerful communications platform on the planet cannot and should not be working together to stop whatever it is that they deem as misinformation. It's also why in poll after poll, a solid majority of Americans supports breaking up big tech companies such as Facebook. In the end, more speech is better than no speech. And if Facebook wants to ban certain information, it can do so. As a highly profitable private company, it isn't beholden to the First Amendment. But working with a presidential administration, regardless of party, on what can and cannot be seen puts us on the slipperiest of slopes. Every American, particularly journalists, should be horrified. That's Joe Concha from The Hill. Now, I will disagree with only one line of that entire report from Joe Concha. And that is to say that as a highly profitable private company, it isn't beholden to the First Amendment, saying Facebook is not beholden to the First Amendment. I disagree entirely. Why? Simple. They know that people use Facebook as the press. They use it as their news source. Many people, millions of people, as their number one news source. Listen to Psaki admit as much.
And that is an example of the kind of information that we are flagging or raising.
And then has Facebook been as proactive as the White House would like in terms of its response to these flags?
Well, I think as I noted yesterday, Phil, there is more. There are more steps that everyone can take. And I would just note again, this is a responsibility of officials speaking, of course, on behalf of the government. It's a responsibility of members of the media. It's the responsibility of citizens and civic leaders and people who are trusted voices in communities around the country. That has a broad definition. Social media platforms is one of them. And as we know, it is also there are also areas where a lot of people get news and information.
Say that again.
Is one of them. And as we know, it is also there are also areas where a lot of people get news and information.
Say that again.
Voices in communities around the country. That has a broad definition. Social media platforms is one of them. And as we know, it is also there are also areas where a lot of people get news.
Can we hit that one more time? Social media is what, Madam Circleback?
Social media platforms is one of them. And as we know, it is also there are also areas where a lot of people get news and information.
Social media is where people get news. If social media is where people get news, that makes them the press. And if they are the press, then they deserve the protections of the First Amendment, which provides for freedom of the press. And that means all social media users. I am the press if I provide information on social media. You are the press if you provide information on social media. And you know whose job it is to figure out what is accurate and what is not accurate information on social media? The user is responsible for deciding what is accurate and what is not accurate. Not somebody in the White House. Not somebody in CNN's moderation lobby. Not somebody for Facebook or Twitter or in Apple or in Google and their moderators writing new algorithms to handpick which things they don't want people to see and which ones they do. The press must be respected. The First Amendment must be respected. All right, it's 9:44. We'll take a time out here so we can have our full time with Jim Jordan. Congressman Jordan comes our way at 9:48 right here on AM 1420 The Answer. Okay, it's 9:48. We continue now. Let's bring in Congressman Jim Jordan, Ohio's 4th Congressional District Representative, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman, good morning. How are you, sir?
Bob, I'm doing fine. Hope you had a good weekend. But you didn't tell me last week you were going to have my best buddy Mark Meadows on. I talked to him last night. He said he had a great time on your show last week.
Yeah, we had a great conversation. That actually wasn't confirmed at the time I talked to you on Monday.
I want to have you guys both on at the same time one of these days.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we'll definitely do. Polly and I had dinner with Mark and Deb last night, and he was telling me, "Hey, I was on your guys on Bob Francis' show last night." What? He didn't tell me. That's the first thing I'm going to bring up when I talk to him tomorrow. So, no, Mark's a great guy and did a great job for the president and for the country.
Yeah, no question about it. I you know, the one question I asked him, I love the fact that he stepped up to serve when President Trump asked him to be his chief of staff. But my one regret is he's no longer doing the great work, for the people of North Carolina and our Congress and in the Freedom Caucus with you. That's the one thing we lose out on.
Well, we miss him. We miss him. But you're right. He was an outstanding chief of staff. And the truth is, if President Trump runs again, which I think he's going to, and he wins, then Mark will be back in the White House helping the president. So that's the good news, and let's hope that happens.
Amen. Let's hope so. Congressman, I've never heard it put so brazenly as it is right now by the Biden administration. The assault, the attack on our First Amendment rights in a variety of ways is in full effect. Jen Psaki, who is the voice of the president when he is not speaking, she is the press secretary, so she answers for the president, said two things late last week and over the weekend that just made my hair stand on end. She admitted that, yes, the Biden administration, the White House, is flagging posts on Facebook, her words, for Facebook, ones that they want censored because they consider them to be misinformation that might be leading to people choosing not to get vaccinated and, quote-unquote, according to Joe Biden, killing people. That's one thing. So you have the federal government partnering with this private news source, and she admitted that's what Facebook is, too, for many, flagging what Americans should not be allowed to see or say. Then she said this, that Americans who are banned from one social media site should be banned from all social media platforms if they spread misinformation. Congressman, the two big questions here is, who gets to decide what is what is misinformation? Jen Psaki?
No, exactly.
Mark Zuckerberg? Jack Dorsey? Yeah. And then secondly, if one person does decide we see this as misinformation, to silence a person's voice across all of the internet, all of the social media platforms, it's Chinese Communist Party type stuff.
It's scary. And you're right. The fundamental question is, here's the government saying you're not allowed to speak. So a direct violation of Americans' First Amendment liberties, using a private company to, in fact, engage in state action is just as bad as the state doing itself. So you have that fundamental problem. And then you have the practical problem, as you just pointed out. Whose definition of misinformation? Now, remember, Bob, the Democrats and the mainstream press have been wrong on every major story over the last several years. They told us the dossier was real. They told us Trump colluded with Russia. They were wrong about that. The Inspector General told us all that. Bob Mueller spent $30 million to tell us, no, there was no collusion. They were wrong on the Hunter Biden story. They called that misinformation. In fact, they called it Russian misinformation. And we now know everything we learned about Hunter Biden last fall was true. And, oh, by the way, the U.S. attorney was thinking about bringing subpoenas and convening a grand jury and held off for political reasons. So they've been wrong on everything. So their definition of misinformation is how we define this. That is scary stuff. So there's the fundamental problem. There's the practical problem. And then the idea that they're going to do it to in essence, what they're doing is they want to do it to every single American who they disagree with what they did to the president, right? So they kicked the president off every social media platform. Now they want to do that to just us regular Americans. So scary stuff. And it's why we have to push back. Every time they talk about it, we have to push back on it. And it's why we got to win the 2022 election so we can hold them off.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. I don't even know what's going to happen over the course of the next, 15 months or whatever it is until the midterm elections. Because, again, they're literally saying we are going to decide what people can see and what people can say. So, if they can do that for COVID-19 or for vaccines or whatever, what else can they do that for? What other information or what they call disinformation can they silence that might affect the way people vote, Congressman, come midterm elections and over? That's my concern. They can do a hell of a lot of damage with this startling admission of theirs that they are going to control what people see and say on social media. And Jen Psaki used these words. I played them before. As a matter of fact, I might be able to play them for you. This is what she said about Facebook and social media.
Information. Sometimes those are accurate news items reported by...
I think I missed it there.
Social media platforms is one of them. And as we know, it is also there are also areas where a lot of people get news and information.
There it is. That's the line. She said social media is where a lot of people get their news. You know what that makes them in my mind? It makes social media the press. If that's where people get their news, they are the press. Yeah. And guess what? Yeah. The First Amendment says you cannot censor
the
press.
Great point. Yeah, no, exactly right. This is scary where the left wants to go. And you brought up the COVID. Think about this. It was considered misinformation for over a year. If you question the evolutionary origin of COVID and said, oh, we think this may have actually come from a lab. Turns out that the lab leak theory is much more likely. Even the Biden administration now admits that. But that was misinformation for over a year. So often they're wrong. They're wrong, and they're wrong because for them it's always about politics. And remember what the issue is here too. They're talking about the vaccine. Maybe if Democrats like the vice president hadn't criticized the Trump administration on its development of the vaccine and said they wouldn't take it, maybe if they would actually be consistent, say, initially they said if you get the vaccine, you won't have to wear a mask. Then they said, oh, no, if you get the vaccine, you're still going to have to wear a mask. Maybe all that leading to some of the hesitancy out there amongst Americans. Nothing about misinformation on the Internet, but more about this direct statement coming from the Biden administration.
Well, and as long as we're talking about misinformation and those who spread it being banned from social media, I would suggest, Congressman, that Jen Psaki herself be one of the banned. No, and I mean this literally because I don't know if you heard this before, but back on, I think it was Friday, she repeatedly referred to the vaccines that are being used right now as being approved. Quote, even though many of them, the mRNA vaccines, are approved and have gone through the gold standard of the FDA approval process, end quote. Congressman, as you all know, they are not FDA not approved. They are being granted use under emergency authority, and that's it. So she has publicly given misinformation about the vaccines. I guess Mark Zuckerberg needs to ban her account, right? And then across all platforms.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's emergency use authorization. You're exactly right, but it's probably not the first time. My guess is it won't be the last time we get misinformation from Jen Psaki and the Biden administration. But this is the part that gets me. Trust the American people. I mean, it's a thing we call freedom. Let the American people figure this stuff out. American people aren't stupid. They got great common sense. They can figure it out. We can figure out what's accurate, what's not. That's the way this great country works. Don't be engaging in attacks on the First Amendment, American free speech rights, and attacking the freedom of the press. Again, it's why it's so important what you do, Bob, where you call this stuff out. Every single one of us has to call it out and get to this next election and change the balance of power here in D.C.
Congressman Jordan, I saw you on Fox News. I think it was Saturday. It might have been, or at least that's when I saw it. I saw it online, talking about the Hunter Biden probe. Do you have any real hope that there will be a real investigation of Hunter Biden? Especially when Tony Bobulinski came out there before the election with all of the evidence necessary to have a full and complete congressional investigation, and they refused to even touch it.
I know. I mean, we had an eyewitness, Tony Bobulinski. We had actual documents that everyone knew were accurate. The emails that talked about the big guy, talked about Joe Biden, his involvement in the business dealings of his son. We had the laptop that is, you know, that's Hunter Biden's laptop. And frankly, I think all the mainstream press knew at the time, even though the U.S. attorney, the story last week, even though the U.S. attorney held off on issuing subpoenas and convening a grand jury, even though that happened, the press knew at the time that the FBI was investigating. And the Justice Department was looking into the Hunter Biden situation and didn't report it. Now, again, you flip that around. If this is one of the Trump children and the press knows that they're under investigation, do you think they'd have held off? Or frankly, do you think the U.S. attorney would have held off? So that's the concern. I don't know. I mean, jeepers, we've been waiting for over a year to get the Durham report. Who knows what's going to happen with the Justice Department? Let's hope we get the Durham report and it's a real investigation that's been done by Mr. Durham. And let's hope that there's a real investigation of what took place with the Biden and their family's business dealings.
You know, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I just have to ask you: have you ever met John Durham?
I've not. No, I have not.
I just want to know if he exists.
Yeah, he's real.
Is he real, or is this a figment of our imagination? Yeah. Because he was supposed to have that report to us early last summer. Then they said by the end of last summer, but before the election. Now we're toward the end of this summer, and not a peep, not a whisper, not anything ever even acknowledging that there is a probe going on or that this man is real. I mean, that sounds crazy. Yeah. I know I'm not trying to be silly, but it's just bizarre that we have absolutely nothing from him. Bill Barr put him to this task almost 2 full years ago, I think.
I know. It's when we had such high hopes that there'd be a real investigation. When Bill Barr was first confirmed, became Attorney General, and he, a member in that testimony in front of the United States Senate, used the word spying, and that set the Democrats off. They went crazy. But it was the accurate term, because that's exactly what the Obama FBI, the Comey FBI did to the Trump campaign. And we had such high hopes. But, you know, since then, we've heard nothing.
All right, last thought. You don't live in Texas. You're not a representative of the people of Texas, but I have to ask you. This Democrat, the legislature, Democratic part of the legislature of Texas is in D.C. They've been there for a week now, claiming they're not coming back because Greg Abbott keeps calling a special session to vote on a Voter Integrity Act that they know they are going to lose. I have never seen anything like this. They are AWOL. They are abdicating their duty. They are completely, you know, I mean, there's so many different ways to describe what they are doing. All of it is illegal. And eventually they're going to come back. As soon as they come back, Greg Abbott's going to call that session and they're going to lose. What should happen here?
Well, my first thought is that this is so like today's modern day Democrat party. Run from your work, run from your duties and your responsibilities, and run to where? Washington, D.C., and look for help there. I mean, it's like that is so emblematic of what today's modern-day Democrat Party is about. Run to Washington and don't do your duties back home. So, but think about this, too. We were talking earlier. What if it was Republican legislatures leaving Ohio, shirking their responsibility running off to D.C., getting COVID, and meeting with the vice president of the United States. What do you think CNN would be talking about today on the news? I mean, it's like, but that all happened with these Democrats. So this is the goofiest thing. Like, just do your job, show up, have the vote. If you win, great. If you lose, great. That's the way it works in this great country. But don't run to Washington, D.C. and claim you're some kind of victim and you're being harmed and on and on and on and do it on a private jet and then, you know, go meet with leaders while you got COVID. I mean, it just seems crazy to me, but, and I think, you know, folks in Texas see it again for what it's worth.
How do you feel about what Lindsey Graham said yesterday? He said that if needed, we'll do the same thing. He said Kamala Harris is congratulating them and calling them heroes, the Texas House Democrats. He said if that's what it takes to stop the Democrats from pushing a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill through resolution, he said, I'll get the hell out of Dodge too. Why not?
He'll deny a quorum in the Senate. Well, I mean, I guess if it's good for the Democrats, it's something the Republicans could consider. I think it's better to probably stand, you know, be there and do your job, have the debate, argue, make the strong case, and so the American people can see it. But look,
ordinarily, I would say no way. Let's not do that. That's what they do. But you know what? If you're in a street fight and you're trying to fight by the Marquis of Queensbury rules, and the other guy's hitting you with a 2x4 with a nail in it, guess what? You're going to lose. Sometimes you got to fight the way they fight.
Good point. So good point, Bob. And when we're talking about fundamentals like the First Amendment, you may be exactly right.
Congressman Jim Jordan, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
It's 10:02. A little late to the news. But we have no guests coming out of it, so I apologize not for going along with Jim Jordan. We'll catch up after this. This is the time.